There is no place I'd rather be than in His presence. Thank you for joining us today for our weekly devotional thought. And now, our host, Essie Johnson.
Welcome to In His Presence. Thank you for joining us today. Today, our scripture passage comes from 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 9 and 10. Therefore, I will boast all the more gladly about my weakness, so that Christ's power may rest on me. That is why, for Christ's sake, I delight in weakness, in insult, in hardship, in persecution, in difficulties. For when I am weak, then I am strong. What a powerful, powerful statement from the Apostle Paul. Very recently, I was sitting in a church service, and then an individual walked in the church. People immediately began to smile at her, and some walked up and spoke to her. She went to give her respects to a family that was grieving, for it was a funeral service, and they were grieving the loss of a son, of a brother, of a fiance. Like the rest of us, we were there to honor the deceased, but also to bring comfort to the loving family and friends. The soloist was well known locally. She walks with a cane now, but like some others, I have seen the cane only add to the dignity and mystique of this very powerful woman. When her time to sing came, she did what we expected, sang out of her heart, and the power of the Lord was felt throughout the room. This is a woman greatly used of God. Later during the day, I shared a meal with a musician who also mentioned how much they enjoyed the gift of the soloist, but then said something I was totally unprepared for. The musician said that this person who could command hush in a church just by standing and opening her mouth, that she was uncomfortable in front of crowds. It was a challenge for her to get up in front of people and speak. Are we talking about the same person? I had heard this soloist many times and never sensed any nervousness or fear. How in the world could this be the case? She sang in spite of her discomfort and allowed God to use her. The reality and the fact is that sometimes all of us have to push ahead, even when it's hard. In the previous verses, Paul had been boasting, not as we usually think about bragging, and we certainly have heard people brag. Some brag about their status, others their money, their family, their income, their importance to the world, why there is nobody like them anywhere else. Paul, on the other hand, used his bragging rights to brag about Jesus and the weaknesses in his own body, and how, in spite of the weakness, the Lord used him. Paul readily acknowledged that he experienced a thorn in the flesh. Most people try to hide their weaknesses, but Paul was one who not only acknowledged it, but used it to teach others. The word used for thorn was not thorn as we know it, an irritant, a minor thing. The word could be interpreted to mean something like a tent stake. This was not a matter that could be ignored. It was a cause of discomfort and probably some frustration. There has, for a very long time, been a lot of discussion regarding what Paul's thorn was. Was it some kind of sickness or illness? Was it an eye condition? Or, as some have asserted, was it the unrelenting persecution from the enemy? The critical matter is not what the thorn looked like, but rather, how did he serve in spite of the condition that would discourage, pain him, and maybe even try to get him to give up? We all daily face discouragement, physical and mental challenges in our walk with the Lord. We have seen in the last few years the premature deaths of talented young men who loved the Lord, were called to serve others as pastors. We've seen them depart this world at their own hand. We pray for those members and family left behind, and we offer only words of hope and encouragement. Human frailty is a part of all of our nature. And like Paul, we seek the grace of God daily that we might serve him and have strength for the battle. We don't need to judge, to condemn the fallen. We embrace those who are left behind. The opposite of Paul, the super apostles, to which he made references before, they were careful to point out every perceived weakness and question Paul's decisions. They put him under a microscope, just as some of us feel under the microscope today. Paul knew who he was, just as you know who you are, just as I know who I am. We are the child of the Most High God, daily learning, daily growing in his ways, daily seeking to know more and more about the Master and how to serve him. There may be some weaknesses in our own lives with which we struggle. And if we are honest, we, like Paul, will freely acknowledge that these weaknesses are there. But we seek comfort from the Lord, hope from the Lord. In some cases, he will deliver us instantaneously from situations, problems that cause us sleepless nights and pain. But in other cases, like Paul, he will give us strength in spite of our own weakness. He will give us grace that will continually remind us of our dependency on him. He will give us favor, even in situations where we have no right to expect it. We will know that God is with us on our worst day, our most painful day, our loneliest day. I heard a man speak of the worst day of his life when his family broke up and he had to walk out of the house alone, leaving behind a marriage in which he had invested his heart and children who he adored. it was simply the worst day. But that worst day prepared him for another day. He took the time to get to know himself better, to enter into counseling, and to rebuild his life. Later, he remarried and was blessed to have a second family. He was able to have a relationship with his children and to communicate respectfully with his first wife. Things were not perfect, but they were so much better. Instead of allowing others to define him by his weakness, by his failure, by that worst day, he made it a part of, but not all of, his life. I believe that while Paul's thorn was a constant reminder of his need to have total dependency on God, it was also a lesson for us. We are human, and as such, we'll have human frailties and challenges. We must keep our eyes on the cross. We are human vessels used of God. We have no greatness in ourselves, no grounds on which to brag, except in the goodness of the Lord. When we, and not the gospel, become the center of attention, we are on dangerous territory. A local girls' lacrosse team had a slogan that caught my eye: "Don't let the skirts fool you." The inference being, we are female, feminine, and tough competitors. Don't underestimate us. We find no reference to Paul as a physically imposing man, and he did not claim to be a powerful orator, and yet the work he did for the kingdom is without equal. With a thorn in the flesh, he accomplished the unbelievable for God. The Lord asks no less of us today. Total dependency on him will open the door to great opportunity for service in the kingdom. There is much competition for titles and prestigious positions, but in the trenches, there is room for those who will serve without fanfare. Where will we be found? Let's pray. Lord, we thank you for strength in spite of. We thank you, Lord, for holding us up and strengthening us and bringing us through every situation we must face. Lord, we stand before you, your servant, humble, asking, what will you have us to do? And Lord, we will serve in spite of and because of the things we have experienced and have to go through. In Jesus' name, amen. Have a blessed and beautiful week. And join us again next time in His Presence.
Please share your comments on this broadcast at In His Presence at NoneLikeHimAnywhere.org.